Many in the crowd chanted, held signs, and wore hooded sweatshirts, similar to what Martin was wearing when he was shot. The alleged shooter, George Zimmerman, was not charged because he claimed self-defense under Florida's Stand Your Ground gun law. I asked participants whether they think Florida's gun laws need to be changed.
Okay, yeah, I think they'll be they could be changed. What I do to change them is stop or regulate the people that use firearms, you know, for everybody to be safe. That's what all I do.
Absolutely. I think they need to have more statute around them to clearly define what stand your ground is, what that means, and when you approach someone with deadly force, what your expectation is and what your motive is.
Florida's gun laws, I mean, they're okay, but sometimes you get some people that go gung-ho as far as getting, they want to get licensed and get the permits to carry the gun and everything. Some people may get a little gung-ho about it.
I feel like a person that's able-bodied to protect themselves should not have the advantages of the gun law to murder or harm or hurt another individual because they feel threatened or they just felt like they have the authority by have possessing a weapon that they can use it. I feel like if they modify the laws to benefit the people that is necessary to possess guns, then that'll be the right way to go about it instead of just, you know, erasing the whole law in general, taking away guns. Because I believe some people deserve and need the protection of having a weapon. Other people do not, you know.
I believe everyone has the right to be armed and protect themselves. But when your guns don't kill people, stupid people with guns kill people. And this is the point right now where I'm tired. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Governor Rick Scott, we have to come to the table. The time is now. The momentum is now. Trayvon Martin's incident is not an isolated incident. It's happening across the nation where many black children and black men, children period, are being killed at the hands of people standing their grounds. If we do not address this issue right now on a national level, we are going to have so many more incidents. And right now, when you leave a cat with his back against the wall, the only way a cat know how to come out is to strike. I'm ready to strike.
So the Stand Your Ground law says that you have the right to protect yourself any place you have a right to lawfully be, essentially, right? And I personally don't feel like chasing somebody down entitles you to be in a right. You know, you may rightfully have a right to be there, but at the same time, you've exceeded that. You know, so I don't think the gun law is necessarily the problem. It might not be a good law, but the problem is how we're interpreting it and how we're enforcing it.
I definitely think that something needs to change, but I'm still kind of up in the air about how all of this came into play. What was the goal? What was it that we were trying to prevent? Who was it that we were trying to protect? So I think all of these things need to be answered before anything could be changed, but definitely now's the time.
Well, what I would do to improve and make sure that guns don't get in everybody's hands. It needs to stick with law enforcement officers and, you know, people like that. It shouldn't be readily available for anybody on the street to get a gun.
I think there will be a longer waiting period for people when they're applying to get the weapons, a much longer background check, and to the individuals who are applying for the guns to make sure, you know, that they're not felons and the guns aren't falling into the wrong hands. Vigilantes, you know, what have you. I think Florida needs to make stricter gun laws all around.
I think we do need to make some adjustments in the gun laws. I am a proponent of safe gun ownership for citizens. The problem isn't really the citizens who legally own guns. The problem is with the amount of illegal guns that are out on the streets today. Finding a way to clean those up, keeping the guns out of the hands of young people. I mean, let's be honest here, if you're under 21, just like there's certain things you can't do legally, you shouldn't be allowed to own a gun. But safe gun ownership is the key. Now, the Stand Your Ground law, it's not going to hold up in this case. He wasn't confronted. He wasn't attacked. There wasn't a confrontation. You can tell that from the 911 cases.